Minnie?
Holly?
Minnie is a lucky secretary. Okay, these are our officers. Is this on? Yeah, it is.
Now, I those are the tentative set of bylaws. And if you can read through there, let's see if there are anything you want to change. Whatever, but from this meeting, we do need a set of bylaws.
Just like any other committee, each committee has bylaws. And these bylaws are the same ones that we remember passed to you when we went to the meetings. You don't have your copy?
No.
You have yours somewhere in here? Can I see, please? Let's see, the main thing, if there's any changes that you want to change, the main thing, this, the bylaws say that this committee shall be named the Regional Johnson O'Malley Committee, huh? Or what is this?
The Manila Regional Johnson O'Malley.
The Manila Regional Johnson O'Malley Committee. And then its purposes, its reasons, to serve as the link between local GM projects, Alaska Federation, GM, Republic, Rural Cat, and all other agencies related to the planning and operation of local educational programs. In other words, this board will serve, if there's anything that comes up that has to do with education or operation or planning, anything in the line of education, planning, anything to do with education or any operation, this group will serve as the voice, as the regional voice for the JOM. And then it says to set policies and procedures, GM program staff to develop resources, designing working programs, to identify program community needs. Richie, you should briefly go over these. Such as they are, briefly say what they are. Like this one right here, you get an idea what this is. To serve as the link between AFA and all of these.
Anybody want to volunteer?
Or just get a broad view of these things here.
Lo pati next lock you with a plan. Go to Vermont, by law, meet Johnson O'Malley foot. Except on that, I would do it. Our hands. So we'll live what I'm not. How many of you got copies? Just us two.
Yeah. Marie's seen them, yeah. Renee's seen them?
Yeah.
We went to policies and regulations for the operation of, to shorten that of the center. This is a bunch of words mostly,
Just means.
To set policies and regulations, huh?
Yeah, well, I think maybe just explaining a little more.
Just explain.
Yeah, there's, like we said before, there are going to be local committees in each village. They'll have officers and members and bylaws too. But then we're having a regional, because there are some programs that we have now and that we are applying for Johnson Miller funding. Johnson Miller funding, basically, native education funding is sort of supplemental programs where there's an educational need that isn't being met somehow now. It's money to put a program in for that. And there are the local programs that some villages are applying for. Like a bilingual course, or an arts or a course, or a skin sewing course, to be run right in the school. And all of those types of programs will be handled pretty much by the local community and applied for through the local school. Then there are some of these regional programs, like the cultural heritage program that just got started, or is getting started this year. Hope to continue next year, which will include all the villages in the region. It won't be working just one village, it will be working all the villages. And that's why we would like this committee, the regional committee, to more or less be in charge of overseeing the regional programs. Maybe we should explain a bit about
every village. Carolina, only the ones with high schools are going to be included in the counseling program. And then the preschool program will give you a background. Bruce, you're on paper kind of from there and going to the program.
Okay. Well, maybe we should, even before that, we'll just say that this is all kind of coming at the last minute. It's been kind of hectic in the meal for the last 2 weeks now. We just got the new application with the new regulations a few weeks ago. Windows had about a week and a half of bad weather and we couldn't travel at all.
So it was just about a week and a half, 10 days, about 2 weeks ago that they told us that we have to go to every single village and form a parent committee. And plus, this proposal was due, and we had to have this all done by the 15th. So it's been kind of a mess, and there's been places we haven't been able to get into that we want to be constant with. So we don't have the proposal finished, all typed up and all finished, like we told you we might. We will by the 14th, that's Friday, and we will send each village a copy of our proposal, right? As soon as we get it finished, we'll then grab copies and send each village a copy of the proposal. But what we are going to try to do now is tell you all about it and ask questions. Anytime you want to interrupt or know something, ask. Don't be afraid to hear it. In Eskimo English, it doesn't matter. Anything.
So I'll just discuss a little bit for what we are planning right now. And if you have any comments on that, things you think maybe should be changed, or if there's some things that are left out that you think should be added, it's not too late to do that. And that's why we, this meeting, would like you to do. But like Jim said, we have three components, starting with the cultural heritage.
In the proposal, are you saying a researcher per se? Are you specifying a researcher? But I thought, does it mean that we're tying each village to a researcher?
Well, it's a researcher, but the local committee.
I'm finding out that they don't really like the term village researcher, nor do they understand it. And especially in those villages where there isn't one. It's just a strange term. They don't even understand the term cultural heritage. It's too big and it's too,
Well, it's the concept that's important, not the word. And I think.
What does cultural heritage mean?
To me,
then maybe we can have a. Like even me in the villages, I had a hard time explaining what cultural heritage. There's no Eskimo word for cultural heritage. There isn't. And you know, to just say cultural heritage in Eskimo is, you can't. There's no word for it.
You need a pauk.
Yeah.
Your money.
But then you know, so to you, what does it mean? Does that give us an idea? Not, I don't want to put you on the spot for you, but for an example, like.
For example, what the person would, could be doing is, but the tape recorder, taping.
Well, no, no. What does cultural heritage mean to you? We haven't defined the term.
culture is sort of all aspects of your society and people, the district, and the heritage is sort of that type of combination of things, but over the past. Is that clarifying all of the related work? What kind of cultural heritage would be sort of the old ways?
The old ways of how people lived.
How they lived, what they did.
What they did.
How they lived.
Snowballs and fish racks and stuff, and we'll have all these tapes translated. No more Nick and Jane, right? And we'll put them in little books and we'll get them out to the school. So the kids will pick up a book and they'll say, oh, my mother wrote this. You'll have the people's names on it, because on the tapes, when they get tapes from people, they'll have their names on the tapes and in the books when it's transcribed and put into book form, you'll have, you know, the people's names. So for a change, the kids in the schools will be reading about their own people, their relatives, their people, instead of about Dick and Jane and the green and red stop sign, which we don't even, you know about. And we'll pass these, try and get these books around into a lot of the villages. Now about the videotape, we want to do some videotape and film it too in this line. You want to explain a little bit about that?
Yeah.
How we want to do some videotaping so we can give some tapes to the schools.
Yeah, well, see, Johnson O'Malley, as we said earlier, is concerned with education. So they wouldn't, the reason they're involved in this cultural heritage project is because the material that we gather will be used in education, will be used in these works and in other courses and things. And one way of getting material into the schools in a way that's even more effective or dramatic or keeps the students' interest more than just listening to tapes or reading books is when they can see something too. So we are hoping in the proposal to have someone who is sort of a skill in movie making, some different media, videotaping and movie making, to be on the staff and to work with the researchers and the local parent communities and this regional committee and see what they want to do as far as anything to film. Like if they want to go in one village and film a honey group, people going out there, someone making a bird park baskets, or if they want to make a film on different types of foods, or building tools, or anything. We'll have the people here, and we'll have the equipment to be able to make that, and then to use this in the school. Still up to this committee and the local committees to decide what they feel is important to accomplish. It's not just going to be somebody going in and saying, I'm going to do a film like this, but it would be more than the various committees.
And we're including, allowing in our budget 4 acres for each village. Whatever this Jay Webster, which we're calling a village researcher, but the parent committee in each village can give the direction of whatever they want this person to do.
Researcher type person. Now, if you want this person just to work with the bilingual program in the schools or like the system to go out and get tapes that they want to use in the program.
So whatever each village wants their person to do.
And the local committees will also probably be the ones who will be hiring these people, taking the applications, making the choice, and then supervising the person to see that they are doing what the committee wants them to do. Hopefully they'll be more effective.
cultural heritage part of it. The preschool program, can we talk about that?
All this information that we should, you can submit, will be translated and make it, you know, like a book from the Senate to the region.
Yeah, there's some money, there's $3,000 putting in printing costs. We're also putting in on a consulting basis, materials developed, educated specialists who will be used in final production or using the materials with a lot of materials. So hopefully next year, we will be able to produce a couple of
So in other words, he's asking, who's gonna do the printing? Who, or to hear in Manila?
To translate it.
And he's asking two questions. Who's gonna be interpreting and translating these tapes? And who's gonna be the review of the arrangement?
Okay, well, in the budget also, there's money for a linguist to do the translator. And that can be a local person here. Or whatever, who would be paid to do the translator. And then there's also some money in there, small faces, or local illustrator.
Do the pictures.
To do some of the art pictures. So what would happen, the materials developer, once everything is translated, sort of, the idea is pretty well put together. And this person will come in and organize it, you know, like what goes on, what needs to be, where to put the pictures. The education specialist will say, well, you should have, you know, these three concepts that you're working on. And then the material will all be ready to be sent out to the
So once it's all laid out, interpreted, illustrated, everything, it'll be sent out. The one concern that I find every village is asking about is, well, you know, we just can't, I guess, have one linguist does the dialects. Like a Buckland. If they pick up something or sell it, they should be early interpreted if possible. We're lucky we would have Ruthie Ray up here maybe to do sellings. But Bakla and Norvig, are there any dialects in Bakla and Norvig?
Yes.
No difference. There's a little difference.
But I think Ruthie can grasp most of it.
But I'm happy Kimberly is.